in the last recession, there wasn't this huge surge in fuel and food costs that we have now. And as we all know, mortgage rates have risen also lately. I do feel that people are under serious pressure, especially people on low income. I feel that their budget is really stretched and people are struggling. The launch of our appeal, where we said it's food or heat. And we are seeing that people cutting back on one or the other, you know, to manage. So I would be concerned, you know, for, you know, the nourishment that children are getting and so on, through nobody's fault, but the cost of living and the pressures on people.
And unfortunately, as you talked about there, there are people already under immense pressure, but this is going to get worse as more heat will be needed, which will result in more costs now in the colder months.
Yes, we are hearing that it could be a severe winter, but you never know. But it's already turned very cold, and even the cost of bags of coal and that sort of thing and oil, I would be very fearful that people will be cold in their homes, especially if there's illness in the home too. We are seeing quite a bit of that as well. The latest budgetary measures went down very well. People were managing very well with those payouts. But what would concern me is coming into the new year, what happens then? Because there's nothing more to come. And there wasn't a huge rise in incomes forecasts. So I do think people will be under severe pressure through the winter.